Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Coach Unplugged. So thank you so much for joining us today. We would love if you'd love leave a review down below. Those five-star reviews really do help us a lot. But before we jump into the podcast, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. Can't say enough great things about the people up in oh gosh, where are they? I know it's a suburb of Minneapolis. I'm going to have to look that up before the next podcast. But great customer service, so easy to set up and break down. It is, we own three of them. That's probably what I've had a lot of people come and try to sponsor this podcast, but I only do sponsors that I truly believe in. I believe in Dr. Dish. I also believe in teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It is my baby. It is what allows all these podcasts to go out and stay free and to all of you. So, several ways you can help us out by leaving a review, but also by checking out teachhoops.com. Right now we have a quarterly, three-month subscription that will, not be around forever, but we're trying some new things out. So come over and check it out and have a great day.
This one, Coach, this is going to be an interesting one. I think we're going to have a lot of input on this one.
I have a really hard time trying to generate a direct question for it. But I think Okay. Once we start talking about it, I think Yep. It'll be a great topic for all high school coaches in the sense of having a common dialogue and a common conversation among the coaches within a program, whether you're coaching freshmen, JV or varsity, whether boys or girls. I just thought about this, understanding what your team's purpose is in regards to the level that you're coaching. So, for example, I was thinking about this the last couple of days because I'm a varsity assistant and about a mid-sized community in the state of Wisconsin, and we just took over a program, and we're noticing many gaps that our varsity players have. What I mean by gaps are things that you would expect a varsity basketball player to have. The ability to understand transition defense, proper box out technique, or being able to handle pressure. Those type of things are missing. And I think what happens, and you can add on this, coach, is that often other coaches approach their younger level teams in the sense that they're a varsity team, and those gaps are missing. Are become hindered to a program as they move up the level in a high school program. So what if a team is 18-3 their freshman year? By the time they get the juniors and seniors, and they don't have those skills, the teams that really are really successful when it comes to March are the ones that have mastered those fundamentals. And so I think it's really important to self-reflect on what age level that you're coaching. And are you doing the things that get them ready for the next level? This idea in the education world right now is this idea of growth mindset. I think it's really important to think about it in a sense of the basketball world too. What am I doing to develop growth within the team that I'm coaching?
Right. Well, first of all, I'd say we could label this fundamentals.
Yes. Yeah.
We really could. But like if a kid gets to me and doesn't know what the helpline is, we've got some issues.
Big time.
You know. So I think first of all, this is gonna be a shameless plug for T-Tubes, but that it is literally like you better before you get your head job, before you become a coach, you better have everything mapped out and know what you want your freshman coaches teaching, what you want your JV coaches teaching, what you want them to, because your sophomore or the team right below varsity has to be your AAA, if you're using a baseball analogy, has to be the guy. They have to have everything ready for you when they come. You know, like my JV team is running the same similar offense than what we're running. And you know, 10, 15 years ago when we were running the swing, they were running the swing too, because they were getting ready to come and hopefully play for me someday. So I think you have to have that mapped out. And that's not an easy thing to do. That's not an easy roadmap by any stretch. But especially for those of you that are shooting to become head coaches at some point, you have to be able to do that.
Coach, like I think it is important to understand an offensive system, but I think a lot of times that's sometimes the only thing that a coach is concerned about within a JV or a freshman team, right? Is like, and that becomes a blinding them. And you talk about, I really enjoy the last podcast you did on, it was on Coach Unplugged. You talked to the guy from the Reading React. What's his name?
Rick Torbert.
Yeah. You're talking about his new fusion process and those six core concepts, you know, building on those six core sounds, so the fusion process is really big too. We're talking about, you know, defensive principles, those type of things. You know, those things need to be well-rounded for a basketball team to be successful at the varsity level. I just think that sometimes an offense of whatever the varsity is running is exactly what I need to be doing at the JV and freshman level. Yeah, I get that, but I feel like that sometimes takes away some of the other things that need to happen to be really successful at the highest level.
Well, I think it's also building too. Like, right. I can tell you in our practice today, like we can run hey everybody, I hope you're enjoying that. Just take 30 seconds if you could for us. Hit pause, stop that treadmill, stop the car and pull over to the side of the road and leave a review. We would love that. It doesn't take very long. This is a new podcast, High School Hoops. So I would hope you could go over and do that for us. Those 5 stars really mean a lot to us. If you could do that, we'd really appreciate it. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. 14-day free trial. Not sure how long that free trial is going to last. So if you're thinking about joining, I would do that soon. Also, it is the new year. It's 2019. What a great time to go over and check out our great community over there with like-minded coaches at teachhoops.com. So, all right, off to the podcast. Definitely can run our half-court offense in the half-court really well. I'll put our half-court offense against anybody in the half-court. But how many times do I actually get to run it set up in the half-court? It's about 15% of the time. I'm a stats teacher. So what did we work on today? We worked on getting pressured into transition, into our offense, and then converting back to the – and then it crumbled today. It was perfect. It was like, hey, everybody, I hope you're enjoying the podcast. We really appreciate you taking time out of your day to listen to me and the interviews and all that. If you do like these, you know, we've been putting them on for 3 or 4 years. If you like them, we would ask you to subscribe and leave a review, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen, or just send me an email. I'd love to hear from you, steve@teachhoops.com. When you're there, maybe come over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Videos, audio, community, one-on-one calls, office hours. I just got off a call with a teachhoops.com member. We broke some film down for him. So go over and check that out, and we really appreciate that. And if you have time, go over and check out High School Hoops and Teacher Side Gig. Those are other podcasts under the Coach Market media conglomerate, I will call it. So go over and check those out. Let's head back to the podcast. It's like, all right, what are we good at? What are we not good at? What do we need to get better at? And I don't need to work on our half-court offense. I need to work transition into it. Well, similar to the younger coaches, you know, look at what your kids are good at. If they're not good at defensive rebounding, they're not good at boxing out, those are the skills that they're going to need to make the step to the next level. And that's your job as the third grade teacher to get them ready for the fourth grade teacher. You know, if they don't know the specific things, then they're going to be behind. And that's what I think that's the point you're trying to make is those basic, everything's a building block. And I'm not sure the youth and all that stuff is doing it at the level it needs to.
Yeah, I think that I think about like the idea of time wasters in your practice. You know, like I do know that a lot of coaches do make that misconception of constantly doing everything in the half court. You know, and they master that half court, but how often does that really happen? You know, what can you do to be able to eliminate and have more time to do other things and fix those things are really important as well. Also making sure that your practices fit your program value system. So whatever you're doing fits in the system in which is only going to help them as they move up the ladder in the program is very, really important as well.
Right. And the thing is you have to look at your practices and figure out what are time wasters and what are not time wasters. I totally agree with the whole, you know, make sure every drill has a reason, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, there's things that I do. Like we run 11, man. We'll do stuff. I use those kind of drills as transition drills.
Right.
So, you know, we're going from this. All right, do 11, man. Then we'll do it for 2 or 3 minutes. And then we transition to the next thing. Because it keeps their attention. You know, there's all those drills that we've all learned, like five-man weave and all that kind of stuff. I still use those in a varsity practice. I do. I disagree with 100% getting rid of them. I don't use them like I used to 20 years ago, but I use them as I've done this, now I'm moving to this, and I need something to gap it in between. And it's really quick, and it gets them moving, and they like them, and, you know, there's some offense and those kind of things. That's where I find it useful.
Right, because sometimes, like you said, kids need structure. And sometimes those drills give them a little bit of structure. I don't think you can be able to do 5-on-5 all day, every day in a practice either.
Right. And the whole layering and all that stuff, I get it. And it's, you know, if you're a youth coach and you're listening to this or you're somebody that wants to be a, you know, you don't necessarily, maybe you have practice twice a week and you can only do, then you got to figure out what specific skill levels you need to get good at. But if you're a freshman coach and you're practicing 5 days a week, then, you know, what skill levels, you know, can half your team dribble with their weak hand kind of thing? Or can they, you know, shoot an open jumper or, you know, those kind of things?
You know, the last thing I say, because I think we're getting to a point of pretty touching on this topic, is don't be afraid to ask questions if you're a JV2 or a JV coach. You know, a varsity coach does get pretty bombarded with a lot of things in the course of a season. Ask questions. What are the things that my players need? And that coach is the head coach is just going to love you for that, because there are going to be times where he's in the course of practice wondering how the heck did they don't know how to do this, you know, and having that common conversation with the head coach is going to be really valuable to your team and your players' growth.
Right. Yeah. All right. Anything else on that, coach?
Nope. Sounds good.
I think that's really good. All right. Talk to you next week. Hey, everybody. I hope you enjoyed that. Couple things I would ask that you go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It's 2019. I would like to be able to send my son to college. You can help me do that by joining teachhoops.com. But realistically, yes, it is 2019. And I think it would be a great time to become a better basketball coach. Let me help you become a better basketball coach. Let me help you mentor you through this great journey. To go over and check it out, 14-day free trial. Also, go over and subscribe and like. We would really appreciate that. It's very easy to do. You can just do that on whatever you listen on, iTunes or Stitcher. All right. Have a great week, everybody. The days are getting longer. Bye-bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.